Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just informed that I didn't do my hair, which I did. So, let's get started. I am happy you guys are with us. Today is the first Sunday of the new year, so it's exciting. We have some great things to look forward to, and we're definitely counting on God. So let's get started real quick. I want to announce a few things. The Iron Men's Breakfast is January 18th. So if you would like to attend that, we probably will be going. I'm trying to make sure that I can commit to going. But if I can't make it, and I know some of you may or may not need a ride, but I'll let you know soon on that. But please make plans to attend that. From what I understand, they really have a good time in their meetings, and that's the men's breakfast. So put that on your calendar and attend that. Also, keep in mind the praises and the prayer reports. We have some praises on the back of our bulletin, and we also have the prayer requests as well. So keep those in mind and pray for those people that are listed on there. One thing that, it is on here. Tracy does a great job. Prayer meeting. We are going to begin a prayer meeting. I feel like that's something God has been laying on my heart, because all things start with prayer. Amen? Or at least they should. And so so not to overwhelm everybody, we're going to start off with every other Thursday. That'll be structured because some of us are here more than Sunday, or more than Sunday and Wednesday. And so certainly don't want you to feel overwhelmed. So to start off, we're going to do every other Thursday at 6:30, and we'll structure it. The plans are to come in at 6:30, get started, stay on course, maybe sing a few praise songs to get into the attitude of worship, and then pray, and be done by 7. Now, if God continues to move and things change, we'll adapt to that. It could extend in time, but we'll be open to God's leading there. But that's where we're starting. So make plans to attend. Right now, for the month of January, we're scheduled for the 9th of January and the 23rd of January. So I hope you can join us as we seek God and lift our burdens to Him, and just invite God in to do a mighty work this year, because I really do believe God is going to do something great. Kind of throw this out there. We had a good meeting. For those of you that are familiar with Camp Breakaway, Tracy and I are directors of Camp Breakaway, had a meeting Thursday. And we missed the November meeting, just slipped our minds. And so we didn't get put on the calendar at the facility where we host Camp Breakaway. And over the course of the last couple of years, they've really been more difficult to deal with, increasingly so. And so went to the meeting and said, yes, we missed the November meeting. We didn't get put on the calendar. I understand that. However, we would still like to use the facility. And they hem-hauled around, but at the end of the night, we're on the schedule. But as I was driving home, I have a pastor friend, Wes. God's been doing great things in his life and the ministry he serves in. And it appears as though through talking to him that God is opening up an even bigger door for Camp Breakaway. So we are going to explore that and see what God's got in store. But be in prayer with us about Camp Breakaway and the opportunities there. Because at the end of the day, it's about reaching these kids and sharing the love of Christ with them and helping them establish a firm foundation in which they can build on, which begins with a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? Amen. So I think that's all for now. So if you'll stand with me, we're going to get started, and we're going to sing God is on the Move, because I certainly believe that is the case. Amen?
Oh, he changed it. He wanted me to see that he changed. He changed the picture. Change is good. Amen. And God is on the move, right? And that's what we're going to sing because, you know, God is always moving. He never changes. You know, he's always here, right? Turn me down. I'm hot. It's hot.
Anytime my heart turns from darkness to light, anytime temptation comes and someone stands to fight, anytime somebody lives to serve and not be served, I know. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is someone falls upon their knees, or dares to speak the truth that sets me free. Anytime the choice is made to stand upon the word, I know. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move. On the move today, yeah. I see a generation standing on the truth. In each and every nation, God is on the move. Anytime the gospel stirs a searching soul, and someone says, send me, here I go. I know.
God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many ways.
let's move right into our scripture, which comes out of Psalms 31, 23, and 24. Read along with me. Love the Lord, all his faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Amen. Well, let's keep moving. So if you want to take a seat, if I could have a couple ushers come forward. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to just gather and share and lift up praises to your name. Father, as we continue in our service and we prepare to give back, Father, we just pray that you will continue to move and work, and we look for ways to continue to further your kingdom and glorify your name. We ask this in Jesus' name. Into our prayer song, if you'll join me in standing, we're going to sing Build My Life. That's okay, Marcus, just let it play.
We were getting ready to run. Run to the Lord.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe.